Next on the Mole, Suzanne Gordon. Welcome again to KABU.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
Suzanne Gordon writes on medicine, on healthcare, on nursing, on medical systems. Her latest book is The Battle for Veterans Healthcare, Dispatches from the Front Lines of Policymaking and Patient Care. She's going to be discussing the book and veterans healthcare this Wednesday evening, 6 to 7:30 at the First Unitarian Church. And because of the hour, there's going to be refreshments and snacks. First Unitarian Church is in downtown Portland. She'll be discussing the political attack, the big predators and the hedge funds and the corporate set. They want to privatize the veterans' health care system and grab all of those dollars. She also discusses, however, the great achievements of the veterans' health care system, not very well known, but real. She cites many studies and evaluations, like, for example, by the RAND Corporation and others, who are no friends of the left. They see veterans' health care as far superior to what private medicine and hospitals provide and could provide and will provide when they, if they are able to take it over. Suzanne is also going to be talking about the achievements that were made possible because veterans' health care is essentially a single-payer Medicare-for-all system. Suzanne, give us a sense of what you will be discussing as to those achievements and why they occurred. Give people a sense of what you'll be talking about.
Sure. I think the veterans healthcare system is important not only to veterans, but to anybody who's interested in a model of healthcare, which is desperately needed in this country, where people use evidence-based practice, where they use team-based primary care, where they integrate mental health and primary care, where doctors and nurses and PTs and other clinicians, psychologists don't have an incentive to over-treat or over-diagnose because they're on salary. So really, there's incredible palliative and hospice care. The VA practically invented geriatrics, teaches 70% of medical residents and trainees, about 40% of the nation's psychologists, tons of nurses and PTs and occupational therapists. So it's really a critical training agency for the nation's healthcare workforce, as well as developing models of care that really we should all enjoy. Home care. I mean, one could go on and on about the Veterans Health Administration achievements and accomplishments, which sadly the media doesn't focus on. And because, largely because of the conservative Koch brothers and hedge fund billionaires like Stephen Cohn, who want to privatize healthcare, who think government can do no good, who want to get the government out of everything. And so really, a lot of people think that the issues in the veterans' healthcare privatization attempt are veteran only, that they only concern veterans, but they really concern us all. And another thing I'm going to be talking about is the new bill that's in Congress now, which is a privatization bill, which we all need to fight. So I hope people will come. I'm also going to be speaking at the OHSU Nursing School and Medical School on 8 o'clock in the Nursing School Auditorium on Wednesday morning about the stake that healthcare providers have in this fight against VA privatization.
Suzanne, I'm looking forward to it. The evening session I'll be coming to, it's at 6 o'clock at the First Unitarian Church. It's in downtown Portland on 12th Avenue, 6 o'clock to 7:30 with snacks and refreshments. Suzanne, thanks so much for all the work you've done, and see you Wednesday evening.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Bill. Take care.